Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic we've discussed this week?
Well, continuing on with our LinkedIn theme, today we're going to talk about the About section. And I think a lot of people really struggle with the About section because everyone struggles writing about themselves. So I think what happens is a lot of times individuals will then decide, okay, I'm going to do an autobiography of myself. And that is such a wrong approach. And so what we're going to dig in today is what the About section on LinkedIn is really for, why it matters, and how to properly populate it in order to make you a more visible professional, regardless of whether you're a job seeker or not, but just a more visible and credible professional in your industry of choice.
I love this. And this can translate also to your resume. It doesn't have to just be for your LinkedIn profile. These tips and tricks can go in a summary section on your resume too. So it does double duty there. And I also love, we're going to touch on LinkedIn's new 360 Brew algorithm that came out a little while back and how that might affect your About section as well. So team, let's dig in. Where do we want to start?
Okay, I love this section because as recruiters, and I'm sure as hiring managers too, we spend seconds like scanning profiles on LinkedIn. So your About section is our first deep read. It's where 92% of us decide to either engage with you or next profile, please. some of the things I like to look at when I'm looking at an About section as a recruiter is, does it create emotional connection? When you share why you do the work you do, people relate to your purpose, not just your job title, which obviously increases the chance that they engage with you or they reach out to you. Another one that I like to look at or look for is, does it clarify your value? Clearly stating who you help, why you care, turns a generic summary into a value proposition that recruiters can instantly understand and match to the role. And then, like Becky was saying about the 360 Brew, the new algorithm reads your About To section to understand your core topic, your expertise, and then, of course, that clear why helps it categorize you correctly so your contact reaches the right audience. That's my first question when I'm interviewing folks. Talk to me about yourself. Talk to me about your current situation, because that's what I want to know. I want to feel that connection. So it's very, very important to really focus on that section and be clear and show that emotional connection. Obviously, we want to know what your skills are and everything, but that is the initial purpose right there for me as a recruiter.
Yeah, I really like that you the context that you put that in, because to Becky's early point is that when you write a really strong About section, it can also translate to your other materials like your resume, but it also translates to your elevator pitch.
Exactly.
And that tell me about yourself elevator pitch that you need to have prepared. And you guys, we've talked about this on our podcast before. We have podcasts with real life examples that you can go listen to, but it's so critically important to have that. And it's for that same reason. Hiring managers want to see clarity. They want to know clearly who you are.
Right.
And they want to know if you were relevant to the job that you were applying for and that they're talking to you. And they want to understand what problems you can solve for them.
Exactly.
And that is why it's so important. And by the way, audience, this 92 percentile that Natalie threw out, that's not our number. That is not our number. That is a huge number. 92% decide to engage or scroll largely because of the About section. That's huge. And I would imagine that number probably came from LinkedIn, but that is a huge number. So that means only 8% squeak through.
Yep.
Wowzers. All right, you guys, listen up. You can be the 8%.
It's true. You can be the 8%, and I can give you an example right now. So with the 360 brew, you really want your about section to mention who you serve, what you deliver, and proof. So here's an example of a before about section. So experienced clinical research associate with a demonstrated history of working in the pharmaceutical industry, skilled in clinical trial management, regulatory compliance, and GCP standards, passionate about improving patient outcomes through high quality research and data integrity. Really good, right?
Doesn't Wrong. Sound bad. It doesn't sound bad.
It's decent, right? But it could be better. So the next example, and after the 360 brew stuff, so let's talk about the who you serve. Supporting global biotech and pharma teams and executing clinical trials with precision and compliance. So you're mentioning who you serve, and then the what you deliver, delivering study startup to close out 30% faster than streamlined site management and proactive risk monitoring.
Proof.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the proof, reduced protocol deviation rates by 25% across 12 phase 2-3 oncology and immunology studies. Yeah. So right there, you're throwing in who you serve, what you deliver, and the proof. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it a lot more crisp and nice.
Well, it's so much more accurate, too. You mm-hmm. know, it's so much more detailed. It gives you exact specifics of who and what and the proof, rather than just generic statements like I work in the pharma industry and I do regulatory compliance and I'm passionate. Okay, but I need specifics. I want specifics. Those are what draw you in as the reader.
Well, and to Natalie's point, it brings you back to being emotionally connected as well. I mean, there's a gal that I'm running from a post that I did yesterday, I gave people an opportunity to comment with their title, and I would go look at their LinkedIn profile and I would give them some feedback based off of whether or not they're adhering to the 360 brew algorithm and some things that they can do to improve. And she's got a real cute profile. There's really nothing wrong with it per se, but her about section starts out with clinical research coordinator with 20 plus years experience, you know, and I saw someone yesterday that said, "Hi, my name is," and then they start out with that. And that you don't need that, right? You need to really just dig into what you do. And that's why this is so specific. It'd be so much better for the clinical research coordinator to said, you know, X number of years as a clinical research coordinator in highly complex studies or highly complex urology phase 2-3 studies, et cetera, et cetera. So really digging into the specifics, it matters.
Yeah, and I think another thing that's really important to remember is to put keywords into your about section as well. And it's so important to have that story, but make sure it ties to the keywords that we're searching for the role that you're looking for. So if you're a CRA, make sure you're showcasing those experience and skills that are going to get searched for so that your profile comes up, because the about section is one of the areas where it'll pull those keywords from. So make sure that you're not wasting that space. I know I saw an example the other day as I was looking through LinkedIn, and someone had literally just listed their companies and titles that they'd worked for in their about section. And I was like, oh, what a shame. You've missed out on including so many skills and experience that could be, you know, people could find you from in that section by just limiting yourself. So one thing you might want to do, because you want to make sure those keywords are related to the job that you're actually looking for, is you might want to go out and look at some job descriptions, look at some CRA job descriptions, and either just look through them yourself and see some of the keywords that are showing up and see how your experience relates to those. Or you might want to copy and paste a bunch of the job descriptions into like a word cloud generator and see what are some of the main words that come up from that and think about using those as keywords. But like Natalie was talking about earlier, don't just list your skills. Like, make sure that people see you and it still reads like, you know, you're talking to someone. You might want to read it out loud before you make your final decision and make sure it still sounds natural, but that you've also included those keywords.
Yeah, and I love that you touched on the algorithm part. That's so important. The about section, as Jenny said, really matters in terms of search algorithm. And this 360 brew really rewards you for profile consistency. So not just the about section, even more than that, it'll scan your about section and compare it to other pieces like your headline. We talked about in the last podcast about your headline, so make sure you go and listen to that one as well, because that's really important. We give you lots of tips and tricks there too. But it'll scan your about section against your headline. It'll scan it against your experience to see if there's overlapping things and consistency. It will even scan against what you post about and even what you comment on other people's materials on LinkedIn. Did you know that your reach will drop 70% if all of those things don't align? That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
70%, that is crazy.
Yeah. So, and recruiters will see this as kind of scattered expertise. I know we were looking at a LinkedIn profile yesterday, and the about section was huge. It was like an autobiography, but it was like, well, I've done this, and well, I've done that, and I've done that before. I've just got a lot of a really diverse background. And that's great, but it didn't say who you are now and what you want now and what you do now and what you're seeking. And that just comes across as scattered expertise. So you want that consistency. You want the 360 brew to really boost your audience. So be specific in who you help, who you are now, what you're looking for now, and then how that experience bridges to that. So that 360 brew is really important. And if you want more information on that, we have a coaching, career coaching and mentoring website, a side division of CRA Resources, careercoachmentoring.com. You can go there and check out. We did a whole webinar on LinkedIn's 360 brew, so you can get all the details on the specifics there.
Yeah. This is really good information. 70%, that's just craziness. But I can see that in my own profiles, in my own work too, especially as it relates to posting, because LinkedIn, and you guys, this is really important, especially when, as we talk about the about section, LinkedIn's new algorithm, it used to be very disjointed. You had a little algorithm that ran just on the headline, and then you had another one that ran just on your post, and then you had another one that ran on your about section. And so everything was very disjointed, and it was pulling traffic in, and traffic was being pulled in mostly because of likes. And that's why a cat meme that went viral could bring a lot of traffic to your profile page. That was what LinkedIn is calling the lazy LinkedIn activity, and they're no longer rewarding that, to Becky's point. And so your about section and your headline and your experience need to have similar keywords and concepts and themes in it, because LinkedIn is trying to define who you are. LinkedIn has a persona outlined for Angela Roberts. And then what it does is it compares the post that you do to the persona that it's outlined for Angela Roberts. So if my profile outlines that I'm a coach and recruiter in the clinical research industry, and that I typically provide guidance and support for job seekers to become more competitive, and then I go do a post on the fact that there's a cat out there and I need to talk about how silly he looks, LinkedIn doesn't know what to do with that. But if I continue with the same posting that aligns with my about section and everything else, then LinkedIn now knows what traffic to put into my feed and where I go into other people's feeds. And that's how people find you. One way that people can find you is you show up in their feeds. It's magical. But the consistency, to Becky's point, is really the key place. So getting that about section to really tell your story is critically important, and using the same language in there that has the keyword richness that all of the team's talking about this morning is going to be how it gets you found.
I love the conversation about keywords, because you always have this kind of, I think we all have this gut reaction. It's like, oh, keywords, I gotta put in all the keywords now. Like, here I am. I'm gonna just blast it all in there. Every keyword you think could ever be relevant to your industry and your job, you're just kind of throwing it in there without really any connectivity or story. And I mean, you want the story, guys, because let me tell you, the robots, the algorithms, the AI, they will pick up the keywords. But then when it comes to humanize and we see it and we're like, what is this? Who is this person? Is this a robot too? Like, you want to strike that right balance between being good for the robots, but then when it gets in front of human eyes, it's engaging and personal. Like what Natalie said, we want to know, we want to connect, human connection. And when recruiters are looking and when hiring managers are looking, they aren't like dilly-dallying all over LinkedIn. They are on a mission. They are not scrolling for fun. They are here to look at titles and tools and metrics. And this is what they need. This is what they want to see. So when you hear keywords matter, don't like panic and overcorrect. You know, like you can sit there and say experience CRA with oncology, CNS, phase 1 to 4. I have ETMF. I monitor sites. I'm like, okay, you hit the keywords. But now you're just listing things, and lists are not as much fun as like a story. And so instead of that, you could say something more like CRA with hands-on site monitoring and TMF oversight, phase 1 through 4 oncology and CNS trials, manage site relationships, issue escalation and inspection readiness. It helps. It sounds like they might not be that different, but they encompass a totally different story. They tell us something very different. One sounds so engaged. One is like, I am listing out every single thing, and I could sit here and list out every single thing about me. Like, I have blonde hair, I have blue eyes, but then I can also say, yeah, and I was a tour guide, and that's more fun than me listing out these things. So you want to really strike that humanized balance. Don't let, you know, you want to appease the robots, but you want to bring it back to the humans and how we connect with each other.
I agree with that, Maya. That's so good because it is a balancing act. You're trying to cover the bots. You're trying to cover the humans. So now let's just take a deep breath. We've given you a lot of information. Let's pull it together and let's actually build a live one.
This is fun.
This is the fun part. This is the action statement. But this is the 5-part framework that we use when we're coaching candidates on how to build their about section. You do want to think about this as your handshake. Your LinkedIn is out there doing the work for you. Spend the time getting it ready. You want to show that you're clean, it's keyword tuned, and you're instantly relevant to the job that you're seeking. So the very first thing you want to do is start with a strong, clear headline sentence. This is going to be your one-liner that's going to get both the humans and the bots. So it should name your expertise and outcome, not just your job title. So for example, you could do something like oncology CRA driving inspection-ready trials across global sites.
Bam.
Done. One sentence.
Yeah.
Sets the contacts fast, and it signals the algorithm exactly what you do.
And it signals humans because, again, like we talked about, when a recruiter or hiring manager looks at your profile, they want to know clearly what you do and can you solve my problem and are you relevant to the job that I'm talking to you about? And bam, that first sentence. Here's the other thing about 360 Brew. In your about section, the first two sentences carry more weight in the algorithm than everything else in your about section. So this clear sentence, Carrie, is perfect. Outstanding.
Exactly. Oncology CRA. It's not experience CRA. This is telling them what kind of therapeutic you're seeking. The next thing you want to do is you want to write a short story. This is going to be about 3 to 5 lines. It's going to connect your past experience to the impact that you're going to deliver next. And it explains, this is your why you fit paragraph. So it's going to be 1 or 2 results to help build trust in who you are and what your brand is. So for example, you can say, over the past 6 years, I've supported global oncology studies from startup through closeout, cutting cycle times and improving site engagement across multiple sponsors. And that's just professional, human, and it's impact driven.
Mm-hmm. Shows proof.
Shows proof.
Yeah, it shows proof. It gives me a time frame, doesn't it? But I know some of you guys, I tell you, don't use time frame. So you have to be a little careful about age bias. But it does give me a time frame. So I now know that they're a senior CRA because they've got the 6 years there. Global oncology studies, global, love it. Startup through closeout, love that too. You're not just a specialty person with IMVs or whatever. And then, of course, you understand enough about cycle times and site management that you can have a language about it. It's really important. And from a keywords perspective, we do search for site management a lot. Mm-hmm. So this person will come up in a search. So excellent.
I love you brought up ageism as well, because you don't want to say over 50 years of clinical research experience. Yeah. Don't say that.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing, but it's also a human thing, unfortunately. So the next step is you're going to build a bulleted list of your core tools, metrics, or focus area. This is going to help improve your scannability, and this is what's going to feed the bots. So you want to aim for a variety. You want to mix technical tools with outcomes. So for example, if you're a CRA, your bullets can include site monitoring, parentheses, oncology, CNS, phase 1 through 4. That's where you list some of your therapeutics, TMF oversight and audit prep, CTMS, EDC, and ETMF management, risk-based monitoring, cross-functional issue escalation. This is going to be your clarity. So this is what the recruiters are going to see. And it's also going to seek the keyword alignment. So this is where some of your keywords is coming into play.
But to Carrie's point, this is a list. This is not a paragraph, mm-hmm. y'all. Don't put this in a paragraph form, because humans will not be able to read it. The bots mm-hmm. will, but the humans won't. List it in a list. And I know about doesn't let you do bullets, so you'll have to add dashes or something like that in there to make it look like a list. But this is really important. This is a list, not a paragraph.
Exactly. Do not give full sentences. Just break it down for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next section is going to be about who you help. This is going to focus your visibility into the right audience. So for example, partnering with biotech and pharma teams focused on oncology and rare disease trials. So this is going to help the system match you to relevant recruiters and to hiring managers. Cool. And then finally, the last step, you just want to close with an invitation. So say something like, let's connect if you are looking to fill oncology studies, or if you're looking to build your CRA teams. So you're signaling that you're open and you're clear about what kind of connections that you want.
I don't ever see anybody do that, but I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely should. Yeah. Because you're not asking for a job here, are you? You're saying, let's connect. I mean, you could even make it so loose to say, let's connect if you love oncology, or that you're working on oncology studies, or it doesn't even have to say that you're scaling or that you're hiring or that you're whatever. Because remember, LinkedIn is about networking with professionals. Somebody can connect with you today. You don't need a job today, but you might need a job 6 months from now, and that person is the one that comes through for you. So continually networking is going to be really important for that.
You could also do a final dig for yourself. Love to connect with other experts in the field.
Yeah, other oncology
so you're
lovers.
Yourself,
or,
mm-hmm, you're yeah. calling yourself an expert at the same time.
Yeah, so I love this. You guys, great job on this, and I hope that this is helpful to the audience. But so you guys, the wonderful thing about the podcast is you can listen to it over and over again. You can pause, you can stop, you can take notes, you can do whatever. To Becky's point, we have a webinar that really digs into overall algorithm. But don't sidestep your about section. It's really, really important. But it doesn't have to be complicated. It's not an autobiography. You don't talk about everything you did. The first three lines is who you are today. You want to be present and more, you want to be more present and future focused than you are past post focused. The only past you should bring into your about section is the proof that you can do what you say you're doing and that you are who you say you are. So your first three lines is your who, your what, and your proof. It's really that simple. And then you add in the keywords, 2 to 3 role clusters. Make sure they're naturally placed. To Maya's point, let them be stories, little mini stories that hook people in, that make them read about you. And they're like, oh my God, this is so cool. She did that. I want to talk to her. But just, again, you've done it. You've been in the industry. You've done it. Talk about it. And then making sure, to Jenny's point, that you're taking a look at the job description, and if you need to tweak your about section for specific job descriptions so that you've got some matching language and different things like that in it, is really, really important too. And then make sure that everything is specific to your search. Love it.
Thank you so much, team. Thank you, Angela. I'm so sorry we're out of time, but thank you all out there for listening as well. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit creresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.